Blog Talk Radio. Okay, we'll let that play in the background. I just want to thank everybody for joining us for another episode of Vlog Talk Radio. This is your host, Bob Smooth Stones. I'm Brother Seth. And for the next two hours, we will be dealing with the subject, the supernatural, spiritual realm, and real power. Somebody might say absolute power. And I might as well just read the show's description like I always do. It says here that the supernatural, the spiritual realm, and real power. The natural realm is only an afterthought. Everything initiates in the spiritual realm. In light of all that is happening in high places by very powerful people, it is easy to feel hopeless and minimal. But tonight we hope to share things that will enlighten you, fire you up, encourage you, and inspire you. In the end, we hope all will say in the midst of these troubles, truly we are loved and are not forgotten, and we're surrounded by a very powerful host that is waging and winning the war for our safety, providing we follow the highest power. And the highest power truly is the Most High, or some people say God, and his laws. So as long as we follow those laws, we will survive. We will be safe. We will have the higher life that the Most High promised us, providing we all follow those laws, okay? So once again, tonight, the name of this show is the supernatural, spiritual realm, and real power. That is what we're dealing with tonight, folks, and it's been on my heart for a long time to share this, but there's so many things I want to share. I just haven't really had the time to get into it. So tonight, here we go. Now, I sent a message out to some people a little late tonight. I know you say, oh, you say it every week. Well, I do it every week, unfortunately. It's just one of those things I got to work on. So we're going to give some people a little time to show up. We do have people in the chat room, though. Well, let's see. At least there was. Maybe not. I think I spoke too fast. I haven't even initiated the chat room. I'm so used to having it up and running. Y'all have got to forgive me tonight. I'm trying to do the show a little early because we normally do the show at midnight. And a few people are saying that that's a little too late. So they'll listen, though, but they did say it's a little inconveniencing. So I'm trying to honor some people's requests by having this show a little early. So anyway, again, you have reached Block Talk Radio. This is the host, Five Smooth Stones. I am Brother Seth. We try to do this every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. We try to have shows four times a week. Lately, I haven't been able to do it because of the job and different things. So it's good to always do Tuesday shows. For whatever reason, we always get a good turnout. That's providing, I guess, I send a little reminders out to everybody. But anyway, how are y'all doing tonight? Hopefully everybody is doing fine. I mean that. I really do mean that. I wish you well. I don't do these shows just to be heard. I don't do these shows for my ego's sake. I do these shows because there are many things I want to share with people, and I like for people to share with me. I'll say that very loud. I like for people to share with me. There's a lot of subjects I know that I don't know all things, and I bring these subjects up to share what I share and to glean from other people that call in or that type in the chat room. So anyway, you have to forgive me. I'm not 100% tonight. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I do shows, and I can't wait. I'm just fired up. Got everything going. I've done the research, and I'm just... And for whatever reason, those don't always be the best shows. Sometimes the best shows is the one not playing. So anyway, impromptu shows. So anyway, I want to thank everybody for, again, stopping by. Those of you in the chat room, thank you for being there. Those of you on the phone line, thank you for being here so early on time. And tonight, I promise you, at the end of this show tonight, if you are feeling overwhelmed by the One World Order, some people call it the New World Order. Some people call it the One World Government. whatever you call these folks that run the world. You know, I've heard a lot of talk about these people, and tonight we're going to do our best. I say we because it's going to be you and I going to do our best to dethrone these people in our minds. We are going to talk about some real power, what's really going on. And like I said in the show's description, everything, but every single thing that happened in the natural realm first was initiated in the spiritual realm. The natural realm is nothing, but nothing compared to the spiritual realm. And I just thank Most High that I learned this at a very young age. And I thank the Most High for all of the times I've experienced and seen things that is unexplainable. And I thank the Most High that he put people in my life to say, you're not crazy. What you saw was real. I mean, this goes way back from even my brother seeing an angel. I mean, just to give you an idea what kind of background I have, my own brother saying that he saw an angel, I think at the age of like 9. And if you only knew where we lived and how we lived up off the ground, anything that a child would call an angel would have to be a pretty big figure. And I believe it. I know a lot of people don't. And we're going to say a lot of things, by the way, tonight that some of y'all are just going to say, I don't believe that. Okay? Just because you don't believe it and just because you don't understand it don't mean that it don't exist. Reality don't wait on you to understand it. Some of y'all don't believe in the New World Order. You just don't believe. You just don't believe it. It don't matter if George Bush says it. It don't matter if the President of the United States says it. It don't matter if JFK says it. It don't matter who says it. It don't matter if Clinton says there is a power that exists that is so real that one should not talk about it above a whisper. The next day put an apology in the New York Times. You know, recanting everything he said. Some of y'all don't believe that. Some of y'all just don't believe. It's all there is to it, and you'll never believe. And those of you like that, I'm not really trying to reach you tonight. As a matter of fact, you probably want to spend your time in a different blog because I'm just going to waste your time and piss you off. But those of you that know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the world we live in, you just got this feeling in the back of your spirit that we don't know nothing, that we haven't seen nothing, that we really haven't heard anything. You know, those of you that know that our world has been taken by the elite, the powerful people, long time ago, and that really truly there is no democracy as much as they talk about it. Those of you that know beyond a shadow of doubt that our president, as much as we love seeing those black people in that office, they are pawns in a game. Pawns in the game. Those of you that know that, beyond a shadow of doubt, you know, this show is for you. So tonight, again, all of y'all that love researching and you love to know what's going on, you're trying to be faithful stewards of what's happening, this show, again, is for you. So what I want you to do is call us, call in, share your experiences. Tonight I want y'all to just really open up and share with everybody your experiences, how you know that this supernatural realm exists, how you are sure beyond a shadow of doubt that the spiritual world exists, how you know, if you don't have an experience, you at least have heard strong testimonies of people that have experienced something other than that we see, taste, touch, and smell, a realm that exists outside of what we see every day. Even if you have experienced things and you feel like everybody's going to laugh at you, you feel like everybody's going to call you crazy, this show tonight is for you, and hopefully you'll share with us the testimony.
Sometimes people are cuckoo, and there ain't nothing to them. They just cuckoo. And then other times, a lot of people in the crazy house have seen something that their mama and their daddy just didn't tell them, and they don't know how to process this person that they saw, that they were speaking to, and then all of a sudden they turn around and they wasn't there. And they know beyond a shadow of doubt that that person was there. They know what they saw was real, and they just can't fit what they saw or what they heard into this thing called reality, so they lose it. If that's you, this is your show. I'm telling you, I've gotten to a point in my life where I just know that the truth is often stranger than fiction. The truth is often stranger than fiction. As a matter of fact, fiction was birthed out of truth. I want to say shout out to 24 Dread and everybody in the chat room. Those of you guests, remember, you won't be able to chat unless you go and register with Blog Talk Radio. You have to go and get a name, like 24 Dre got his screen name. You have to go and get your name, just whatever name you can think of, and then you can chat. You can ask questions. You can make comments. You can post links in the chat room. Maybe you have a website you want everybody to check out. You can do that once you have registered with Blog Talk Radio, but you must register with Blog Talk Radio first. So anyway, thank you all for joining us. Again, those of you on the phone lines, thank you. I mean that. I'm not just saying that. It's just past time. I really thank you all for your time. If you have a question, don't forget to press 1. Again, those of you in the chat room, if you have a question, type question mark and then type whatever it is you have a question about. All right, so tonight, what do y'all think of the supernatural? You think your brother Seth is just, a little over the top? Think he's just a little bit out there, you know? Y'all believe. You believe in beings that don't have any bodies, that have had many visits to Earth, that are engaged. Maybe y'all believe that it might have been something in the long time ago, but you don't think spirits, or as some people call them, angels, visit our planet today. Let me know. What do you think? You think it's all a myth? No, I am really want to know from brothers like and sisters like 24 Dread, those educated brothers out there that have been really studying the sciences and studying ancient Egypt and studying history. I really want to know from you, brothers, because I don't know actually what in the teachings of Kemet or the studies of Africa or Egypt, whatever you call it, what do they believe about the spiritual realm, the supernatural? Do y'all believe that somebody can talk to the dead, as in the story with Saul and the woman with the familiar spirit? Do you believe in that? I've talked about it many times on this show, and I don't mind talking about it again tonight. Do you believe people can talk to the dead? Do you believe people can read minds? Do you believe in what they call mind over matter, where you can actually control matter with your mind? What do you believe? Do you believe you can see into the future? Well, you think about these people that maybe they're away and their son or daughter's in danger and they get this feeling, I think they call it a premonition. I can't know what the word I'm trying to think of, but they get premonition? I can't think. Y'all help me out. But what do you believe in that? Do you believe that you can be somewhere and your child be in danger, or your mom or dad or your brother or sister be in danger, and you can know it? You can know it. If you do believe that, what is that called? It's definitely the supernatural, because it's not something everybody can do. So if this is the case, that there is a spiritual realm, that there is a supernatural realm, then what is real power? Is it really these people up on this planet that's called themselves the New World Order? Because right now they're the big boys. They're the ones that run our planet. They are the ones that run our planet.
This is who gets all the glory right now, the New World Order, One World Government, New World Order, One World Government. Everybody talking about them. Tonight, I hope and pray that with the things that we share tonight, it will switch the glory from these people to the true king, the true authoritative figure upon the planet, and that is the one and only, the being we call the Most High. I give total glory and honor unto him tonight as being the supreme being. There is no other power outside of the Most High. Some people may call him different names. Some people may call him Ra. Some people may call him Allah. Some people may call him Yahweh, Yahawah, Jah, God. And some people even get it mixed up and think that the Father is the Son and call him Jesus. But whatever you call the Most High, he is the highest power that we know as mankind. So tonight I want to talk about spiritual warfare, the supernatural and real power. And I want to share some of my testimonies, things that I know for a fact, things that I've seen with my own eyes, as limited as your eyes can be. But I've seen some things, I've heard some things, and some things I haven't seen with my eyes. I guess I should say I've seen them with my spirit. I'm going to talk about those. I didn't, probably shouldn't entitle this right, because we're really going to get a lot into spiritual warfare tonight. Okay, when I get done talking about spiritual warfare, I really wish that my friend Joseph Johnson, if anybody has this number, give him a shout out and let him know that we're on the air tonight, because I would love to hear his opinion on what we're going to share tonight. So, again, folks, please, please, before I started giving you my take and my experiences and my perspective on this, let me know what y'all think. Really, this is one time I really want to know what y'all think. Okay? But let me just start off by saying this. I know a lot of y'all have problems with the Bible. I understand that. And when somebody quote the Bible, which I will be doing a lot tonight, you have issues with it, and so you can't respect it, and so you can't accept it. When you hear me say, the Bible says, all your guards go up, you know, you start to retreat from the subject, from the topic, and you kind of want to blow off the Bible. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to read nothing tonight that there are not people around you, that neighbors around you, probably relatives, maybe even your own wife or husband. I'm not going to read nothing that people are not already saying that they are experiencing. Some of this stuff is going to sound so crazy and off the wall, and it's going to make me look a little bad. Maybe temporarily. You're going to think I'm a little psychotic. But I promise you, nothing I share tonight, I haven't heard it many times from other people. I'm just going to try to stick with my testimonies. But if I start talking about what I've heard others say and what I've heard others experience, we will be here all week. So tonight I'm going to try to give you firsthand information into the spiritual world, into the supernatural, into what I call real power. Now, I want to do something I haven't done in a long, long, long time, and that is I want to offer up a word of prayer. The reason why? A lot of times people listen to these talk shows, these blogs, and they just have itching ears, and they just want to hear something exciting, and they want to hear something deep, and they have no purpose in their life to try to change, try to become more and more like what we're supposed to be on this planet. They're not looking for change. They're just looking to know stuff so they can argue with people and debate with people. And I'm talking about folks that are not even listening tonight to the show, that might even be listening on the archives later on. This show tonight is to inform you, to equip you, to inspire you to take all of the glory that the New World Order and the One World Government is getting. People really think that we're hopeless and that these powerful people in Washington and in the Vatican and in Europe and in The Hague and wherever they're at, they feel like they run everything, and they don't. They are pawns in the game. They are pawns in the game. So one awful word of prayer for you and yours, everybody's going to be listening in the future. So if you don't mind, please agree with me as I pray, if it's possible within you to do that. Dear Heavenly Father, Most High, just want to thank you for the opportunity to come to you. I want to thank you for giving us the authority to come to you. And I want to thank you, Father, that you've made provisions for us on this earth, that we are not hopeless, we're not helpless, we're not destitute, that we are a people full of options and power, and that we have angelic beings working on our behalf. We have the Holy Spirit informing us, leading us, guiding us, empowering us through visions, through dreams, through other people, our brothers and sisters. We just want to thank you, Father, for hope tonight. We want to thank you for clarity. We want to thank you for a mind to learn. And we want to thank you for those that have the wisdom to impart. We just thank you that we are so full, of people and information that will help us to be able to live a powerful, strong life, a clear understanding of what's going on around us. I want to thank you for that. And I just ask that tonight you speak to the callers or myself and just let us know truly what your word is for those that have a weary spirit, that feel hopeless, that feel like they're just too small to make any changes, and that what will happen will just happen, and that we'll just be pushed around like nothing. Help us to see that we are world changers, every single one of us, and we have it within us, the power to make changes into this world, that we are not at the bottom, we're on the top, as long as we follow you, trust you, lean on you, look to you for our guidance. Father, I ask you bless the listeners tonight. Help us to see the true light of what you're doing on this planet. Speak, Most High, speak through us, to us. These things we ask, we ask, we ask. We pray as even your dear son prayed. Amen. Or maybe to some people I should say, so be it. All right, so anyway, I just thank y'all for allowing me to do that. But I kind of got away from that, but I just had to share that. So let's do this. Those of you that haven't given up on the scriptures, and you know that there is something very profound about a lot of what the Most High has said in the scriptures. You don't throw out the whole Bible. I want you to open up your Bibles, please, and I need you the time to grab your Bibles. Please grab your Bibles right quick, because we're going to go to 2 Kings, and you got to see this to believe this, what I'm about to share you. So I'm telling you, you better grab a Bible or an ink pen or a notepad or a tape recorder or something. Because I'm going to share some things with you, and I told y'all, some of y'all are going to say, oh, I don't believe that, okay? So I'm going to just wait for y'all to just grab your Bibles, and when you do, again, turn to 2 Kings, please. All right, now this is a story. This is an account. I'm trying to type this in YouTube. Google just keep changing what I'm typing. I hate this. And just try to figure out what you're typing, because it types the wrong stuff. But anyway,
Return to 2 Kings, go over to chapter 12.
Okay, 2 Kings, actually 2 Kings 6, excuse me, 2 Kings 6. 2 Kings 6, and we'll start reading in a little bit here. But here was a story of how this goes to show you just how powerful we can be in a time just like the time we live today. This is a time where... This is the time where I'm laughing at this scripture. If you have, you can turn to 2 Kings 6, and let's back up here. Well, let's start with the 14th verse. Therefore sent, let's just go ahead and read this, and then I'll comment later. Therefore sent he thither horses, chariots, and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God, remember this is the servant, not the man of God, but the servant of the man of God of the, or the Most High, was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? In other words, this is the servant of this man of God, as the Bible calls him, this prophet. And his servant began to see the enemy encamped all around. And he said, Alas, my master, how shall we do? Or in other words, what are we going to do? Verse 16, 2 Kings 6, verse 16. And he said, And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. One more time. And he said, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. One more time. I got to get this straight. This is the key verse. And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us more than they that be with them. And Elisha, this is the prophet, prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open up his eyes. Well, he just got through seeing. He just got through using his eyes and he saw the enemy. So what is these other eyes? Open up. What do you mean open up his eyes? Open up his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, watch this, and behold, the mountain was full of horses, chariots of fire round about Elisha. That's enough right there, right? So we go out, we see the Illuminati. We see secret societies. And then when we look at to the government, we see that our government is not ran by democracy, that is ran by a few people in power. We even look at the so-called 1% of the United States that owns and runs, I think it's 80%. It's either 70 or 80%. But even if it is 70%, just run and own more than their fair share. We're talking about 1%. The richest 1% in the United States own most of the wealth and runs. I know for one thing, they contribute over 70% to campaign contributions. I know I got that right, that number right. But folks, when you begin to look and see things like this and hear these kinds of reports, you feel like, what can I do? I mean, if Rush Limbaugh, who has the number one talk show in America, he is the most listened to on talk radio, you know, so this man got millions listening to him. And if he can't cause any type of major anything to influence change, what can, you know, me with this blog or you with your blog or you sharing with your neighbors and friends, what can you do? Don't you sometimes feel like you're just powerless? You're just property. You're just owned by these folks. We all are just sitting around here helping build their golden calf. That's how I feel sometimes. But then I'm reminded by the spirit of this story and other stories, not just in the Bible, but in my life. Not just in my life, but in a lot of my friends' life who choose to live this, who are trying to live this light, this straight and narrow. I see their lives and I see the hand of the Most High in their lives. So tonight, we're talking about feeling powerless, feeling like, man, you know. Then we look at our people, talking about so-called black people. I'm a so-called black man. And I don't just stop with black men. I look at all people. I look at all races, so-called races. When you look at our people, though, we are so divided. You know, as soon as we begin to start learning about our history and learning about who we are, there's new divisions coming to camp. I mean, you know, now you got all of these different factions of Christianity in discord. Then you have Christian versus non-Christian. Then you got those who believe the Old Testament versus the New Testament. Then you got people now that, you know, have this rise. And those are brothers and sisters that are really studying the roots of us as a people, going all the way back to Africa and studying Egyptologists or Egyptology or Kemenists, whatever they want to call it. They begin to study and they're getting more and more divided, which is more and more divided. So it looks like on the surface, we are no match for these people. It looks like on the surface, we can never, ever, ever do war successfully and do anything for our people. And if you're like me, you want to fight back. I'm a fighter. If you're like me, you want to fight back. If you're like me, you don't want to sit around and watch us just build these people in power. You know, if you're like me, and I know some of y'all is probably even more so than I am dedicated to our people and humanity for sure, not just our people, but humanity, you want to see change. Nobody just want to accept getting beat down or accept being a slave or accept, you know, just being somebody else's property. Nobody, no man in their right mind is going to really like that. So tonight, just want us to kind of have a little thought chat, not just the men, but the women and whoever listening. What do y'all think about the scripture I just read? What do you think about Elijah saying to the Most High, open up his eyes? He wasn't talking about his natural eyes. He was talking about his spiritual eyes. See, in the natural, like the young man did in verse 15, he said, what are we going to do? The enemy is all around us, these chariots and horses and everywhere. And y'all, this ain't no make-believe story. Y'all got to come on and quit trying to trivialize and think that the Most High can't do this and can't do that. You know, we want to make the Bible just stories that we can believe. You know, that's not fair, because even things that are happening today, we don't always understand, but we believe them. We believe it. We talk about it. We push it. We support it. And we don't even know how to operate. Let me give you an example. Electricity. Most people can't tell you how it works. They don't understand it. And if it was told to them how it worked, they probably wouldn't believe it. But they yet support it. They don't fight it. They work with it. So all I'm saying is, if man can create something called electricity, which we don't understand nothing about, most of us, and we just kind of trust it and believe it, how more should we be able to understand some being that actually created human beings? I mean, we just sometimes just can't understand some of us. We want to make this book. Anytime we see miracles in this book, we want to just blow it off as, oh, that's just not what that meant. That's just,
you know, this or that. There has to be miracles for there to be a Elohim or a God or a higher power that made us. Even if you say we come from monkeys or we come from this and we evolve over billions of years, okay, who made the first one? Who made the first monkey? Even if you think we come from a plant and the plant turned to this and yes, over billions of years we came, who started the evolution? There is a higher power, and when you start talking about a higher power, nothing is impossible as far as I'm concerned. So, we just read a story about a young man going out and seeing the enemy and camped around him, comes to the prophet and tells him, what are we going to do? And the prophet says, open up the young man's eyes. And when he opened up the young man's eyes, when the Most High opens the young man's eyes, the Bible says again, it's verse number 17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. That's what I'm saying tonight. Open our eyes that we might see these people for who they are. It's one world government, this new world order, this fake democracy. These people that has a genocidal issue for humanity. These people possessed by Satan, and they're looking to exterminate the whole planet through various programs. These people that hate women. These people that is trying to rewrite all of the Holy Scripts. These people that have declared war against the people of the Most High. Open up our eyes that we might see them. And the scripture further read, and the Lord opened up the eyes of the young man. And I'm hoping that's what happened to us. He opened up our eyes. And the scripture says, and he saw. And he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses. Your mountain, my mountain, is full of horses and chariots. Not just any old chariots. The chariots of fire. The first, when we read earlier, it just said that the city, when the enemy just had chariots and horses in verse 15. But the Most High had chariots of fire round about Elisha. So what I'm saying is we serve a mighty, powerful being, those of us that is seeking the straight and narrow, that's seeking to obey the Most High. We have got to not fear these people. I believe that the United States is going to become a third world country. I believe that the businessmen are going to sell us out. I do believe a lot of the things we shared in these last shows on Thursday night, talking about different things that's coming upon the United States, I know it's going to happen. And I believe Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, is going to win this time again. And I think he's going to be the fall guy. They're going to put it on him. But they are going to use this man like no other president has been used. He is going to be the fall guy. I think that's going to backfire too. As a matter of fact, let me tell you what I believe. So when it happened, y'all would say, well, brother said call it. And let me just give you my, you know, I have been right before. I remember when the towers fell, 9/11, September the 11th. I remember going on the radio because I used to co-host a radio show sometime in Cincinnati. I started calling in, but then they started. I was invited to come down and share, and I took the opportunity because they invited a lot of us, all of us really. And I was one of the brave souls and went down. And the next thing you know, I was invited to come. And I must have did that, I don't know, many times. I would go to the radio station. And I said way back then in Cincinnati, Ohio, around September the 11th, maybe it might have been September 12th, but I called in and told everybody, this is nothing more than George Bush, government of the United States, is what blow these towers down. They caused this to give the American people, to give us an alibi to go to war against Saddam Hussein. I said that. I said it.
I said it. Now, I felt a little wrong. I felt like I missed the boat because the very next day, I know within that week they started mentioning the name Osama bin Laden, and at that point I felt like, well, maybe I missed it. But I still kept saying it, and I just wouldn't say it as much because, you know, I thought I was wrong. I'm going to be honest with you. I actually thought I missed the boat when they started talking about Osama bin Laden because they talk like they had so much, you know, proof, so I kind of backed off it. But I still kept saying, we're going to war with Iraq. And so I just finally quit saying it because, you know, they kept talking about Osama. And then one day I was leaving work and happened to look up at a TV, and I heard George Bush say, that man tried to kill my dad. And when he mentioned Saddam Hussein, I stopped in my tracks because I knew what that meant. Just like right now, we're doing the same thing to Iran. You hear Iran. And there was a car bomb in Israel. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but a couple of days ago, first thing they said was they feel like Iran did it. So look for there to be an attack in Iran very, very soon. Our boys are going to be in a war some kind of way with Israel or for Israel. We're going to be going to war with Iran. This is not a time to be sending your kids to the army. Okay, so know that. Know that. Remember I said that, okay? Remember I said that. I'm letting y'all know that right now. So just like I said that, and this show is recorded, you can always go back and say this. Your brother says you said that. All right, I'm going to tell you this. The United States, as we know it, it's going to change. Of course, everybody's saying it now, but I'm saying it too. It's going to change. Our way of life is going to change under the leadership and the guidance of President Barack Obama. And I think what's going to happen is they picked the wrong guy to do this to, because this guy is married to while Barack may be mixing, et cetera, et cetera. The mother-in-law and Michelle is not. And it don't take much to spill the beans as far as what's going on behind those closed doors at the White House. And when these black folks turn black on these folks and really tell it all, there's going to be a tell-all time, either by the president or his wife or the mother-in-law. Somebody is going to tell some stuff that's going to rattle, and that's going to set off all types of unrest in the United States. Watch and see. Don't this happen. Okay? Watch and see. Don't it happen. Okay? Some kind of way. I don't think that's only going to be the only thing that happened. I think there's something a whole lot bigger than that, but that's going to play a part in it. But I just think that this new world order, this one world government, is about to do some things, even, again, about 50 times bigger than what I just said about what Michelle them is going to do. But I do think there's going to be bad taste that leadership is going to leave in the taste of it, in the mouth of African Americans. It's going to drive us back to our ancient past and to the Most High. We are going to return back to the ways of our forefathers. And while I know everything comes from Africa, everything, everybody, I'm talking about African Americans turning back to the ways of Israel, the Israelites, where we went when we left Africa. That's what I'm talking about right now. We are going to begin to understand exactly who we are. That's what happened to us. Every time we are oppressed, every time they step on our neck, we start saying, who am I, like Frankenstein. Every time we start going through pain, we start saying, who am I, what's going on with me, who am I, who am I. And I think the Obamas is going to leave that White House turned upside down. They are going to win this next election. I just believe that. I just think that no other person can be in that White House with the evil that's about to come down. I just don't think they're going to want somebody of another ethnic to take the brunt, the guilt. They want to be able to put it on this family, and they're going to do it. That's my belief, okay? But there is something 50 times bigger than that's going to happen, and that is the businessman of the United States, and this is talking about the spiritual realm, the supernatural. We're definitely talking about that because some of y'all right now are saying, how you know that? You ain't got no proof. You ain't in the back office. You don't know what's going on in Langley, CIA headquarters. You ain't there. Well, That's what we're talking about tonight, the spiritual realm, the supernatural. Sometimes you know things without proof. I mean, I sounded crazy on September the 12th talking about those World Trade Centers was blew down by the United States government. They trying to get us to go to war. They blame this actually, now I think that's clear now. I did do it on the 12th because they started saying that this was Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. They started saying that on the evening of the 11th. Remember, the towers went down in the morning. By that evening, they had started saying Al-Qaeda. By that afternoon, I was on the air saying, no, they're blaming this on the Muslims, but this is the government of the United States. They're trying to get us to go to war. You know, I start talking about Saddam Hussein. And somewhere this is all recorded. I wish I could get a tape and let y'all hear this. And this was on September the 12th, not even 24 hours after the world. Well, it was 24 hours after, not even 48 hours after the World Trade Center went down. I was saying that it was the United States government, and I got in trouble because I worked at the airport. I worked at the airport at the time, and you don't say those kinds of things because, you know, that's when they started introducing this whole terrorist philosophy. Terror, this person and that person is a terror. So I got in trouble for saying that because, you know, but I just believed it, and look what happened. So, folks, our world is getting ready to change, but I don't want to get too off on politics because I really want to, and it's really not politics because I just believe that this is spiritual. The Most High is showing a lot of us, maybe you. He's showing you what's going on in our government. This would be the supernatural. This would be the spiritual realm because how do we know? We don't have no proof. There ain't nothing we can see, taste, touch, or smell that would indicate what I'm saying. It's just crazy. It sounds nonsense. I know how I sound. But there are people, just like I'm doing this right now, and you'll see that it'll be right. There are people with even deeper things. There are people that know exactly what's going on behind closed doors, and they're not behind closed doors because of this spirit that resides inside of all of us. If we would just humble ourselves to the Most High, seek His face, turn from our wicked ways, and listen to that inner, still voice. I just don't believe that no true father is going to leave his children hopeless out with the boogeyman, out with the enemy, out with the enemy to just destroy them and their family. I just don't believe he would do that, folks. I don't believe that the Most High would do that to us. And I don't think you do either. I just think he is going to leave us a way out. He is going to leave us a way out. And that's what I believe. So I'm saying this to you. Please start really thinking about the spirit, the spiritual realm. You know, a lot of y'all don't believe in the angels, and there are so many times in this Bible. I said I was going to do a Bible study, but I really don't want to turn this into no Bible study. I probably should, but I just figured I would just talk and get. Sometimes you can just think. Sometimes the Bible is just not good enough for some of y'all because half y'all don't even believe in the Bible. So what difference does it do to me give you a whole bunch of scriptures? You don't even believe in the book. But you believe in the spirit inside of you because it has saved your life from time to time, and you know it. What I'm saying is there are beings on our planet. They're not aliens. I guess they are aliens in the definition, but they are angels. We have spirits that are engaged in our everyday life. Some of us that's worldly and carnal and we're not spiritual at all, I know how this sounds. I know you say, oh, it's just crazy, I don't get it. But I'm telling you, if you would not be so worldly and sit down and start reading some of these books and spend time in the park and quiet, get quiet and think, turn off all that music and all that everything, turn all that mess off, turn the TV off and just spend quiet time listening to yourself. I'm not even talking about reading the Bible necessarily. That's a good thing to do. But I'm saying just listening to the spirit that moved in man to write the Bible. Listen long enough to that spirit that moves within us that motivated men to write those holy books. Bible said that Holy Spirit has been poured out upon all flesh. Some of y'all say, well, I don't believe in the Bible. Okay. I'll talk to you a little different.
I encourage you to reconsider that, because the Bible is the bomb. It is the show enough, and I don't mean B-O-O-M. I mean B-O-M-B. I mean B-A-L-M. It's the bomb. It's the healing of the nation. But anyway, if you don't believe in it, ask yourself this question. What about all these people that have dreams and things come to pass? Even police officers even begin to start using a lot of these people that can psychics and stuff. People, police ain't going to waste thousands of dollars paying somebody a salary if they ain't got nothing. These people have a show enough gift from the Most High. They can see things. So the police use them to solve crimes. This ain't no phony stuff. There are people around you. Maybe you're one of them. And they have these extra abilities. Maybe we all can do it if we calm down and relax and sought the Most High, this higher power, and just started listening to our inner self. Maybe we all can do what a lot of these psychics are doing. But I just believe that we have not tapped into even our potential as humans. We just haven't tapped into it. But even if we did, there are beings on our planet that don't have bodies. Now, I've had some experiences I want to share with y'all at this time with some of those beings that did not have a body. I've had experience with some of those beings that did not have a body. I'm going to tell you one right now. Okay, and I've shared this in details under the in my archive. If you want to get more on this, listen to the archive called Spiritual Warfare. It's one of the videos, audios I did in the past. But I'll share this story with y'all again. Now, I promise you, I'm nobody on this. Neither one of y'all is paying me a dime. There's no reason for me to lie. I mean, may the Most High take from me if I lie to any of you. But this happened after we attended a convention. It's called Kenneth Copeland. One of his believers' conventions was held in Fort Worth, Texas. And I talk about this story because it was a long process. I've had little short encounters with evil spirits that might have lasted 2 or 3 minutes. Might have heard a voice or something, but the story would be so short, I'm not going to even tell you, because it just was a voice. And I know it was something, you know, in that house or something. I might have heard, you know, a voice. I know that it was real, but you would just go, okay, you think you heard a voice. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But this story here involved a lot of people, a lot of people. Okay, so that's why I talk about this story so much. Those of you that listen say, you keep sharing that same old story. I got lots of stories, but none of it. It's quite as long as this one. So anyway, there was a convention. After the convention, a lot of times people would stand around and pray because they just heard a good word, they feel, and they just want to kind of simmer and just let the Holy Spirit does its job, talk to us. What is it just trying to say to us, Most High? If people are just seeking, you know, seeking to learn truth at these conventions. So afterwards, we would stand around the group praying. Then something happened very strange. Maybe it was about 7 of us praying, and one of the young ladies just went out, just fell out, just like, you know, somebody would pass out. Well, if you know anything about Christian churches or Pentecostal churches or holiness churches, that's very normal. Normally, what they do is throw something over the young lady if she is wearing a dress or a skirt. They just throw something over where you can't look on the dress, and let her continue laying out on the floor. It's called being slain in the spirit. So that happened, and nobody thought none of it because that happened again. So later on, we stopped praying, and I was kind of walking around, still kind of praying under my breath. I think I might have been praying in the spirit. We do believe in praying in tongues. I think that is very relevant. Some of y'all don't believe in that. Okay, we'll talk about that later if we get around to it. But there's some power in that. Believe that. Okay, but some of y'all don't. You just don't believe in it. I understand. I respect that. But we may talk about it later, and I'll share some light on that. That's also is very powerful. Anyway, So I was just sitting, kind of praying under my breath in English and in the spirit. And all of a sudden, like I just said, maybe, you know, this could be due to me praying in tongues. I don't know. But all of a sudden, I knew, folks, that that young lady did not go down on the ground by the Holy Spirit, or she wasn't, as we call, slain in the spirit. I knew beyond a shadow of doubt that this young lady went to that floor having something to do with an evil spirit. I didn't know quite what it was or why it was, but I knew that the Most High had nothing to do with this young lady falling out in the spirit. Now watch this. So what I do something very crazy. I mean, I'm almost just today just telling y'all, it's just crazy. I walks up to everybody. This young lady is not out in the spirit. Most I don't have nothing to do with that. She is not out in the spirit. And they just kind of looked at me and kind of blew me off like, okay, Seth, all right, whatever. And I said, no, really, she's not out in the spirit. There's something wrong with that young lady. And they just kind of blew me off. I mean, wouldn't you, if all your life you've seen young ladies go out, fall out in the spirit, mothers, fathers, boys, girls, just different people in these churches fall out under the unction of the spirit is what they call it. That means the spirit overwhelms their body and it goes out and they just continue. When they're out, they're not unconscious. They're just almost like in a dream and they're being ministered to. Sometimes they have visions when they're laying down like that. Sometimes the Most High healing their body, they'll go down and they'll come up healed. Sometimes they'll just get a word, a knowledge, or maybe a phrase they'll get while they're in the spirit. This wasn't the case. At least that's what I was saying. So watch what happened. So I tell everybody that she's not out of spirit. And they just keep me. I just get more stronger with it. Listen, y'all, there's something wrong with this young lady. So they keep kind of like, okay, well, she went out of spirit. And they was like, well, he just don't understand. So I go and I grab this young lady. You know, like somebody pick you up, a woman with her head over one of my arms and her legs over my other. Just I picked it up, you know. And I took her outside the convention center. It was right by the exit, right by the door. So I just took her outside where she could get some air. And I kind of propped her up at the waterfall. We have waterfalls at the Fort Worth Tarrant County Convention Center, which is where we were at the time. I took her outside the convention center, and I began to pray. And pray for this young lady. I didn't know what else to do. She was limp as a, she was just acting like she was dead, actually. She was just that limp. No life. No, she just felt lifeless, okay? She was breathing, but she just felt lifeless. So I'm praying. And other people see how she is behaving bodily. They see her just slumped over in my arms like that. So they begin to pray. They didn't know what was going on, but they just begin to pray. Here this young man was holding this young lady out by this water fountain, and she's just looking like she would have fainted. So they begin to pray. Then people seeing that, seeing the commotion, begin to say, what's going on? So they begin to pray. So after a while, I guess it was a good maybe 40, 50 people out there praying. Watch this, folks. Watch this. Those of y'all that don't believe in the supernatural, keep your eyes on what I'm saying. So I begin to pray, and finally her boyfriend and her friends come around, and I pass the girl on to her boyfriend. And we're praying prayers like this, Father, heal her body. Some people saying, Father, wake her up. Some people saying, Father, bless her. We're just praying all these different prayers. I'm praying, Satan, take your hand off this girl. Satan, evil spirits, take your hand off this girl. Let this girl go. Let her go. I'm praying that. And we're just praying all these different prayers. Watch this, because that's going to be key into this girl getting set free. So all of a sudden, you know, I'm walking. I left her. I walked about a good, I don't know, maybe 30 feet from her. And I begin to feel embarrassing. I begin to feel like I missed it. You know, Seth, you cuckoo. Ain't no deep evil spirit here. The girl is just fainting. It's a health issue. Ain't nothing. It's a health issue, Seth. So I'm beginning to feel like, you know, like I was cuckoo or something. So I'm saying, Father, I know you showed me what you showed me. Now, I've never experienced that before. Why do I even know to say that? Why am I even saying, Father, I know you showed me? Because I felt that I saw was something spiritual, So I'm trying to tell y'all tonight, sometimes spiritual things you can't always put in words. If there is something you experience and you just can't explain to folks because you can't get the words, that's what I mean. That's that realm. Some things you just can't explain that's going on our planet. Watch this. So I begin to pray, Father, you know, help this young lady. Then all of a sudden, folks, this girl begins to act up so bad, her boyfriend almost, I don't think he threw her on the ground, but he got her out of his hands quickly because she began to start acting like a snake. I promise y'all, if I'm lying, I'm flying. And this girl began to just start, I mean, acting like a snake. You know how, I don't know if you ever seen a person act like a snake when they kind of, they're on the ground, they flat, but their body's kind of like got curved all. It's like they, I don't know another way to say it, but a human snake. And people began to jet. I mean, run like they had seen Satan. I mean, they was ran. We're talking about mature people, people in suits and ties, white couples, black couples, older couples. We're talking about people 40, 50. We're not talking about no little children playing around. This is serious business. These people ran. We're at a religious convention. Everybody got their Bibles and their notepads. We just let out 50 people around, and they begin to not scream, but they showed up, begin to move. And what happened when I saw it, I said, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. And I began to just run over to her and just pray. Where I get that from, how I know to act like that, why I acted like that, even I don't know. I was just so glad to see some kind of behavior similar to what I felt was inside that convention center. So make the long story short, we begin they begin to jet, and slowly, one by one, begin to come back to her after they got used to what they were seeing, because this thing was occupying this girl's body and speaking through her mouth. I mean, it was like a man's voice through this girl's body. I know y'all don't believe me, don't expect you to believe it, but I don't have no reason to lie to you, and I'm not trying to scare you. But this girl began to just, the body was disfigured, and so was her voice. Okay, and she began to say things like this. And I want to make sure I don't say her name, so I got to be very careful. We'll just make up a name, so I will not say her name. I'm just going to say her name was Barbara. It was not Barbara for sure, but I'm going to say it. But this thing began to say stuff like this through this girl. Through using her mouth, it begins to say things like, I'm going to destroy Barbara. I'm going to destroy Barbara. Ain't nothing you can do about it. And she is not going to be this. She's not going to be that. I hate you. I mean, it was the craziest thing you would ever see with your eyeballs. Watch what happened. We're all around her. She's on the ground, the show enough ground, right outside those fountains at the Tarrant County Convention Center. All you got to do is Google Tarrant County Convention Center, look at the water fountains, and just see the floor. That's where she was at. So all of a sudden, this cab driver pulls up and see all these white people, because most of the convention is white. There's a few black. It's black and white, but it's mostly white. They see all these white people, this black girl, and it just don't have to be. It could have been a white girl, for sure. I've seen this in white people, for sure, but just so happens, folks, don't get offended, this was a black girl, young black girl. And check this out. This black girl, I'm not going to tell you her nickname, but they called her Spiritual and then whatever her name was, like Spiritual Barbara or Spiritual Janice or Spiritual Susie. That's because she was always, you know, studying the Bible. And she had this nickname, Spiritual So-and-so. So she wasn't no... And she was very nice looking, and she was very smart. When I say very smart, I'm talking about somebody that got a, I don't know if she got a scholarship, but I know she was very smart. Very, very smart young lady, very nice looking young lady. There's no reason this girl's going to be on the ground acting like this. It's just not her character. She's very spiritual, very smart, honor student, okay? I'm just being very honest with you, I promise you. So anyway, this cab driver pulls up, and he says, get off my sister, get off my sister. This black cab driver, all he sees is a bunch of white people, you know, praying in tongues and pointing at this girl, and she on the ground, and he didn't understand. So he start coming, and he starts saying, hey, get up off my sister, get up off my sister. So watch what happens. I look at the guy, and I say, listen, man, this is not what you think it is. This is not what you think it is. This girl is being prayed for. There's something wrong with her. Man, I don't care. She can't breathe with all y'all around her. Get up off my sister, man. Get up off my sister. So people begin to start, because this is a big dude, you know. He was just a fan, so they kind of begin to back up off a little bit. And it wasn't even, I guess, probably a good 3 minutes after he came, the police came. Fort Worth police, Fort Worth finance shows up. And all of a sudden, there's two cars of police. One of them gets out, shine the flashlight on us, and move back, sir, move back, step back, move me out of the way. They move everybody out of the way. And they shine the light on this particular girl. When they saw what the girl was doing with her body and what the girl, how this voice was coming out of her mouth, it scared the hell out of those policemen. Why do you say that, Seth? What do you mean it scared the hell out of those policemen? Watch this. Those policemen, they started looking. First thing they tell us, get back, step back. When they saw this girl and they heard what that girl was saying, all of a sudden they said, so what do you want us to do, sir? What do you want us to do? He started looking at me like I was in charge because I was, you know, I was right there by her. This is somebody I knew, too. So I said, I don't know what to do, sir. Is there any way we can get up off the ground? Can y'all, and they said, well, we don't have nothing to put her on. And I said, well, there's some in the convention center. Can you open the convention center? Folks, if I'm lying, I'm flying. These people went and opened up the Tarrant County Convention Center after we had closed it because we had, you know, I told you the program was over and they had locked up the convention center. We got there for a long, long time. They opened it up, went and put her in the bed, and this girl still didn't get free. She still was talking crazy and acting crazy, so we ended up taking her over to a pastor's house. We're talking about the supernatural tonight. We're talking about spiritual realm. We're talking about real power. Watch what happened here. So we get in the car. None of us, all of us, is powerless. And I ain't going to say we was powerless, but we wouldn't even have her. This girl's still talking crazy, acting crazy. So we get her in this car. So it's not a big car at all. And, you know, some of us that felt like we were spiritual enough, about maybe five of us in the car, holding her down, driving to this pastor's house. Somebody recommended take her to a certain pastor. So while we're in the car taking her to see this pastor, she begins to start saying this voice through her mouth, begins to start saying that it was going to destroy this girl. I'm going to destroy her. She will not fulfill her purpose. Different crazy stuff like that. Now watch this. We're just all praying. We have to listen to this voice all the way to this pastor's house. So I just got the boldness to start praying loud because I didn't want to hear this voice no more. I started saying, Satan, I bind you. You can't have this girl. She's not yours. You are a lie. You're a defeated foe. You lose in the end. You can't have her. You can't have her. I come against you. At the time, I would say Jesus. You know, I know now it wasn't no J in the Hebrew language. Now we say Yeshua, whatever you say. But I said Jesus back then. I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out of her, you know. And it was just, after you say come out so many times and nothing happened, you kind of quit saying it because you're just embarrassed. So watch this. I just go back to the basics and I say, you know what? I call her name and I say, we love you. When I said we love you, you would have think somebody exploded a bomb inside this girl. This girl started kicking. We thought we was going to wreck. I mean, we had to re-get control of her because at first she was just, you know, her body was doing all that movement, but we can control it. We could hold it. But when I said, we love you, there's little things like loving, being heard, being told you love. It's little, demons seem like they're so complicated and spooky, but it's these little basic things like saying I love you and knowing and feeling your love that really overpowers them. Did she get free from me saying that? No. She continued to talk crazy. But when I said, I love you, while she didn't get free, there was a part of her that started screaming out. This sounded more like her voice. This was the girl, I almost said her name. But this was the girl now. She began to scream with her voice and say, nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. And ain't that strange? You're somebody in church who they call spiritual so-and-so, and yet she's crying out, screaming, saying, nobody loves me. Now, that is right there is a trip for me. But sooner or later, we pull up at the pastor's house. Now, watch this. There's these cars parked out front. And We're all feeling defeated. We all feel like we ain't got no power. We just some, you know, so we're going to the pastor's house who hopefully got more power than we do to get this girl free. And while we're pulling up, somebody says, that looks like Fred's car. And when they say those words, that look like Fred's car. Fred is a real person. I'm going to call his name out for real. That is his name. The girl, I'm not going to call her name. But when they said that looked like Fred's car, again, this girl went crazy. Now, listen what she said. Listen what this voice said in her. Oh, no, not Fred. Not Fred. Not Fred. And you know what I'm thinking. Well, who in the world is Fred? Who in the world is Fred that this thing would be screaming and crying like that? Now, this is the spirit inside of this girl saying this. It's not her voice that was saying, nobody loves me. This is back to that other voice. Not Fred. Not Fred. Well, I found out later who Fred is. Fred is one of those brothers that spent a whole lot of time fasting and praying. He's very quiet. He's very humble, don't like a lot of glory. But the brother is a terror to the spiritual realm. And that's what I'm trying to convey tonight. You know, I'm trying to convey this powerful. But I know y'all want to know the rest of the story, so I'm just going to tell y'all this and move on to some other things I want to share. But we brought into the house. They wouldn't let me be a part of the prayer because, you know, I had... at the time I had a divorce, and at the time they just felt like my lifestyle wasn't strong enough to be in the room. I'm just being honest with y'all. They put me out, which I thought was an insult because I was the one that was able to see the spirit in her. But that's history. It's all behind me. But she got free. That's the end of the story. But that happened, folks. Now, if you think a nice-looking young lady want to be on the ground, want to be out there on the ground, you know, an hour or two just to get attention. And if you think she's willing to ride all the way out of her, whatever she was supposed to be doing, she went to the convention center. If you think she want to be in a car just disguising her voice, and you think all this is just made up, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, my brother and sister. But we got people walking around here, and they think they know what's going on because they learn a few things about the Illuminati, the New World Order, the World Bank, CIA, the World Health Organization, all these powerful people, and they don't even believe that there is a such thing as evil spirits. But you know what's a shocker? A lot of these people that run our world, they believe, and they know, because they have access to that Fort Worth police. And they can, if they really wanted to know and you got a lot of power and money, you can just simply call around the whole United States saying, hey, I want to speak to the chief at the Fort Worth Police Department. Have y'all ever had any encounters with evil spirits? That report, it happened. They're going to say, well, yeah, there was a situation, you know. I remember in Dayton, Ohio, there was another situation. This is another thing I'm going to share with y'all. I remember in Dayton, Ohio, there was a, it was told, now I didn't experience this I didn't experience, so I'm just going on hearsay. You can take it or leave it, I don't care. I'm sharing this because this is one of those stories that make you just go, what? I'm telling y'all the what stories, man. I'm all going to share with you what I've experienced, but this is one of those stories I actually didn't experience, but you can call Dayton, Ohio Highway Patrolman and verify this if you want, okay? Call Dayton, Ohio Highway Patrolman, and you should be able to verify this. I'm sure it's popular at that station. But there was right there, it was Highway, I want to make sure I give you all the right highway. It was Highway 75 going to Dayton from Cincinnati. I don't know if the people come from Cincinnati, if they were coming from Columbus, or they just ride in Dayton. I don't know where you should come from, but there was this person that they would pick up in Dayton, and it was a guy hitching a ride, and he would always want to get in the back seat, which to me, if somebody wanted to get in my back seat, they ain't going to ride in my car, I'm going to keep on going. But these people wanted to get in the back seat. This person wanted to get in the back seat. So this hitchhiker would get in the back seat, and he would start talking about things like the end of the world. So imagine somebody getting in your back seat, and you saying, okay, get in. They say, hey, you mind me getting your back seat? I don't like the front seat. Maybe I don't know what they said, but the person said, okay. And they start talking about the end of the world and apocalypse, just different things going to happen in the book of Revelations, you know, and that, you know, just different things about the Bible. And when they get, they'll say, well, I'm going up to that bus stop up there. If you can just drop me on up there, it's about three exits up. And they'll just talk about this apocalypse, what's going to happen, all the way up to the truck stop. When they get to the truck stop and they say, well, okay, well, we're here, they will look back to, you know, let the person out. There wouldn't be no person. There wouldn't be no person. So they flip out. You know, wouldn't you? I know I would. What would you do? What you're thinking right now is what these people did. They drove to the highway police department, and they said, hey, I don't know if I should tell you or not what just happened, but I don't even know if I should tell you. But pick up this hitchhiker, and they would just share it, you know. And, okay, and then that'd be it. And so next thing you know, we also heard this would happen over and over and over. So watch what happened. You know, we heard that the troopers would say to maybe the second or third person, you're the third person that said this. Or they kept telling people, we've already heard. No, I know what you're going to say. You're going to tell me that somebody's missing, right? Oh, yeah, we know. We just heard it. What do you mean you just heard it? Somebody just came to the same thing. So the troopers didn't know somebody playing a joke on it. This is a joke. But it would be people that didn't know each other, and they all said the same thing. I picked up a guy. He was right here. And when I got to the train, the truck station, to look back and say, okay, you know, get out or whatever, they're gone. Now, it's a short story. That's why I like it, because it's a short story, but it's a powerful story. What do y'all think of that? Do you think it's just make-believe? Do you think it didn't exist? I happen to believe it did. I lived in that area, and I heard that story so often. I kept saying, I know what y'all getting ready to say. Here's what happened. I say, how'd you hear about it? It was very common. This happened in the Dayton, Ohio Highway Patrolman. This happened to several of them, okay? Go check it out. Don't believe me. You Google it. Google them right now. Call them right now. It should be somebody right now. Ask them about that. All right? Let me know. When you Google them, come back on the show, press 1, let me know what you think of it. Let me know what you heard. Okay? Now, again, tonight we're talking about the supernatural, things that just happen that is just not explainable. And some people say, well, if I can't understand it in my little finite mind, then it don't exist. Oh, how crazy. As though you're God, as though you're the Most High. Of course we're not going to understand everything. But the purpose of the show tonight is to show you that these people that call themselves the New World Order, they cannot touch what I'm talking about right now. Because I know, you may not know, but I know, and many people listening even to this show know, that there are people on this planet, or beings on this planet that don't have a body, or if they have a body like ours, it's not like ours, really. They may be noticeable. You might see them and think you're looking at a person, but they're not. The Bible says it like this. Let me show you another scripture with you. Look this one up. Again, I wasn't planning on having no Bible study per se tonight, but I want y'all to turn in your Bibles. We talked about the first story. Some of y'all just came on into the on the phone line, so you missed me talking about 2 Kings 6 and I believe verse 15, 16 and 17. So I'm not going to read that again. You just have to miss it. But read that in your spare time about how the Most High intervened with angels and chariots to protect one of his own. Okay, so let me think here. Just bear with me because I want to. I'll tell you what, let me just do this. And I'm gonna get these scriptures together here. Maybe I have it. Let's see here. Let's do this. Let's take a little short break, and I'll be right back. I want to get these scriptures for y'all, not just this story, but some other stories. I want y'all to write this down, and after the show, listen, go back and read these stories and just say, does this really exist? You know, and if it is, what does this mean for me? You know, maybe you haven't spent time studying the scriptures, and or maybe you have experienced things like this, and you had never heard it before until now, this show, and you're saying, you know what, I experienced that, and I just never want to tell anybody. Well, hopefully tonight you're encouraged to hear that this has been happening since the beginning of time. The wars we see on the planet is not the real wars. The real wars are fought in the spiritual realm. In the spiritual realm, and they trickle down the natural realm, okay? There's old territory. Like, for instance, we might say the United States, right? But in the spiritual realm, it may not be called the United States. Whatever this area of the world was 10,000 years ago, that's what is still called the spiritual realm. We create all these new names. We have over 200 nations. In the spiritual realm, in the war that they're fighting, there may not be, well, I know for a fact there ain't but 70 nations. There ain't but 70 nations. The Most High talks about in the book of Genesis, 70 nations. There is only 70 nations. Like, for instance, some place like Eritrea and Somalia and Ethiopia, that's just one country. Them people basically is the same people. So they can split up and have these little wars with the Most High and acknowledge all this, all that chopping up of Africa that the Europeans did. That land might not be but two or three nations. And in the spiritual realm, that's what they're called. And there's wars, there's turf wars, like in our natural realm, these drug wars over turf. There's turf wars in the spiritual realm between evil spirits and angels. They're fighting for turf. And another thing, they're fighting for information. I know that sounds crazy, as I don't know what, but the Most High will release information. And let me just give y'all, hold on 1 second. I'm not going to go to, this is too good. I don't want to go to a break, so I'm just going to look this up real quick. I was going to go one place, I'm going to go to another one. This is a script. This is a very powerful verse in the Bible talking about the war in the heavens. Daniel had prayed a prayer. Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about, and it's old news to you. But Daniel had prayed a prayer, and what happened was, when Daniel prayed this prayer, he wanted an answer from the Most High. The Bible says that the Most High told Daniel, from the day you prayed, I heard you, and I sent the answer. Y'all, the reason why I'm stumbling, I'm doing three things at one time. And he said, I sent the answer to you, but there was a war in the heavens. I know y'all saying, wait a minute, what do you mean that he sent the answer? I don't know. That I don't know. I just know that the Bible said that the Most High sent an answer. Daniel prayed, and the Most High sent the answer. But he sent it through a messenger. See, back then the Holy Spirit wasn't poured out upon all flesh. Then the message, when the Most High sent a word, it came through messengers. They call them cherubims, angels with these. That's the only time you see angels that's not dressed like human beings. They may have these the wings. That's where that whole wing things come from. There are something called cherubims, and then there are angels that look like people. The Bible says, be careful how you entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. Those are cherubims. So this story I'm about to share with y'all, this is Daniel 10 and 13. Okay? Check this out. I'm telling y'all, we don't have no reasons to fear. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, Daniel, I have to say the books and all to find it. But Daniel, if you can just flip in your Bibles, you can join me real quick. We ain't going to turn to no Bible, so I'm just trying to show y'all supernatural things happening right here on our planet. Okay, so this is Daniel 10. And let's just go ahead and start with verse number 10. Okay. All right, here we go. Okay, hold on one second.
Bear with me here. Okay, here we go. All right. We'll just start at verse number 10, Daniel 10 and 10. Check this out, people. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palm of my hand. So he's on his knees and the palm of his hands. And said unto me, O Daniel, O man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling, wouldn't you? Verse 12. Then said he unto me, watch this, listen, people. Fear not, Daniel, from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before God, thy words was heard, and I am come for thy words. Wow, that was powerful. Listen to this. I like that. I've got to read that one more time. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words was heard, and I have come for thy words. That gives you a hint. You got to set your heart to understand and chasten yourself before the Most High. Verse 13, But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. 21 days, folks, he was held up by this being with no body, because the real prince of Persia was on the earth. That's not what he's talking about. There was a spiritual being that held this other spiritual being in like this war, this wrestling match, or whatever you want to call it, for 21 days. One more time, verse 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael. No, it says, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. Uh-oh. So this was a war. For lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And I remained there with the king of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. So the war was over information. Now do you understand why we have these secret societies? It's always been a war centered around information. The war is about information. The war is for secrets. See, when you get the information, you know what is going to happen. You know how to plan for you and yours. You know how to preserve your family. You know how to set the captives free and declare things are going to change. We're going to be all right. The Most High sent a word. This is what it's all about. The words, the secrets, information, what is going to happen, forecast. That's what the war is for in the spiritual realm. All of this fighting y'all see on the news and with these governments fighting each other, it's over information. Keeping people blind through media, deception, lies, all of these words I'm about to name has to do with information. Ignorance has to do with information, which means no knowledge. You know nothing. All right? Lies, that means what you know is a complete false. Deception, that means you know a little bit. Y'all know what deception means. Just bear with me here. That means you have part true, part lie. And then there's the truth, the information. Ignorance, no information. Deception, half information. A lie, totally wrong information. And then the truth, totally correct information.
all of the wars that have been fought on our planet has had to do with information. All of the wars fight inside your mind has to do with information. Most I don't love me. My mother don't love me. My brother and sister tripping. Nobody ain't got my back. I'm always by myself. So the enemy can get us lying with false information, and he can get us warring within our minds. And as Christ says, whence come wars? It comes from us, man. So when we begin to start believing, this person don't like me or this person don't like my family, we get this anger, this hatred, and we start fighting with our brothers and sisters over wrong information. And those people that really do not like you for a reason, I mean, our enemies, even is our enemies because of information. People oppress other people because of information. I don't like them. I don't like myself. Since I'm nobody, I ain't gonna show nobody else no love. And they start fights with innocent people, and they kill and they murder. Then they gotta kill and murder back. You know, all these wars start within our hearts and minds because of information. That's why this book, this Bible, I talk so much about it, because the Bible is supposed to dispel the false information, give you the correct information, so that we will love ourselves and love our families and love the Most High and not have this war in our spirit that will cause wars on our planet. It has always been about information. These evil spirits and angels have been fighting since the beginning of time, turf war. You know, many evil spirits feel like their kingdom is going to rule with Satan, and the angels feel like their kingdom is going to rule with the Most High. It has been this fight since Satan was kicked out of the heavens, or Lucifer, I should call him. And I know some of y'all saying, oh, you lost me then, brother, you know, forget it, you know. So whatever you want to say. But if you show me a war, I can show you how it originated with information. Either wrong information, right information, part true, part lie, deception. That's what a better word they use for all of this is propaganda. George Bush said out of his mouth to Saddam Hussein, I'm going to use propaganda against you. He said it. The first time I ever heard somebody tell what they're going to do. But he actually told Saddam Hussein that he is going to use propaganda against his people, against him. He's going to turn his people against him, and he did. And the United States, not too long after that, started dropping these leaflets out of the plane to the people in Iraq. They dropped these little packets. I think it had food and food with it. But that, I don't know if y'all remember or not, but they dropped these little leaflets, and it was talking, giving them facts about the dictator that was over them. It was telling them that he wasn't no good. You know, we come to bring a better government. It was just dogging out Saddam, supposedly with all these facts. And that is propaganda. They did that not just dropping those little leaflets, but dropping lies on CNN and ABC and CBS. That is exactly how we end up invading that country and overthrowing that government, through propaganda. Again, information. Now, with the secret societies, the Illuminati's and these powerful people, they have some secrets that really make the world, that would make the world just be at peace if they would just tell the truth. If they would just tell the truth about the Bible, you know, if they tell the truth, this is where my brothers and sisters that study in Egypt come in at. Because yes, we know we've been lied to. We know some things about that Bible is not quite right. We know that there's some books missing, for instance. You know, the Bible says it, like I've said many times before, the Bible says many other things that King David is written in the book of Jasher, or many other things that this happened, that happened. It's written in this book. It's written in that book. And when you go try to look for those books in the Bible, there is no such thing as the book of Jasher in the Bible. So what happened to those books? So the Bible telling you right there that it's been tampered with. So we know for a fact that the enemies want to high truth. We know that. So I'm just saying the supernatural, spiritual realm is the real power. The information, the war is for information. The war is for information. Don't get alarmed by that spooky story I told y'all earlier about the girl that was demon possessed or demon oppressed earlier. Don't let that rattle you. Don't let the story about dating the guy that was, you know, that the highway troopman, you know, kept disappearing or whatever. That was an angel warning people of what was to come. All I'm saying is evil spirits is not what you need to be concerned about. What we need to be concerned about is whether or not our relationship with the Most High is right. How do we see our Father? Are we sons and daughters like we need to be? Do we come to the Father and humble ourselves before Him and want to seek His way and want to be like Him? Do we love our daddy like we love our earthly fathers? Are we trying to seek His will? That's what's the most important thing, because did you know that evil spirits do not have legal grounds to possess you or oppress you as long as you walk in the scriptures? Bible says it like this: I will make your enemies to be at peace with you when you seek my face and do my word. He said, I will make your enemies to be at peace with you when you're obedient. So once we decide to seek the Most High, we don't have to worry about evil spirits ever. We don't have to worry about it, because the angels are going to work on our behalf, and the Spirit is within us. If we are only humble ourselves and listen to it, will protect us. This is the true war. And I know I'm not getting that deep tonight. At least I don't think I am. But it's very simple and basic. Don't be alarmed by the New World Order and all this stuff about Obama, this and Obama, that, and the fall of the dollar. Yes, the dollar's going to fall. Yes, it's going to be all type of calamity in the United States. Yes, yes, yes. All these things y'all are seeing, these economists and preachers, are all on the same page saying the same thing. This is one time they're saying the same thing. The United States dollar is going to fall. The United States dollar is going to fall. The dollar is going to fall. The dollar is going to fall. It's going to traumatize this country. That's true. But did you know that it's also prophetic? We have to line ourselves up with prophecy. We can't line ourselves up with whether or not we love America. Like I told you, y'all better be trying to sign out pro-kingdom, not pro-America. You better be pro the Most High and not pro-Obama. Love Obama. I love their family. I love the fact that our country is ran by these black people. I do. I just do. Because it's been so long ran by somebody else. I mean, who wouldn't want them? Even white people like to see that family there. But truth of the matter is, sad thing is that family is getting played. They're pawns in a game. They're being played. This country is going to fall, and all of the blame is going to go towards that family. They will win this election. Watch what I tell you. Like I said, all this is recorded. Watch what I tell you. They are going to win, and they're going to be used for one of the most horrific things that ever set foot on this soil called the United States. This dollar going to fall. There's going to be mayhem. There's going to be craziness. And there's going to be run on food, gas, all these things are happening. They keep telling us this over and over again. These people, these intelligent, I'm talking about ministers as well as economists, are all saying the same thing. The ministers are saying it based upon the scriptures. The economists are saying it based upon the market. They're looking at it, and they're basically saying that this whole bubble, you know, this economy is like, the way one economist put it, it's like the whole pyramid scheme. After a while, it just bursts. It just can only go so far. And the way we're borrowing money and you know, if China decides to call in their debt, we're just walking on thin ice right now, and it's going to fall. That is what they're saying. I believe them. I believe it because we're supposed to. Yes, I'll take a call, a homosexual bagel, if you're not just going to say something stupid and hang up. Because I get a whole lot of people doing that. But if you want to say something intelligent to alert us and to help us, great. Press one on the phone, we'll get you on. And I don't mean to dog you out. I'm just saying it because anytime I get people, you know, I just have gotten some crazy calls lately. But more, yes, not a problem. We can take your call. But anyway, all I'm saying, folks, is there is a such thing as a supernatural. spiritual realm. It's real, it's real, it's real. And some of y'all didn't hear it earlier, but I shared some stories from the scriptures and some personal accounts of dealings with evil spirits. I want to share a few more before we get off the air here, because I want y'all to know that this thing is real. Oh, my goodness, it is so, so, so real. I mean, I'm telling y'all, you know, I mean, if you just do me the favor and look on the in the archives of the show called Spiritual Warfare. I'm telling y'all, I give y'all lots of accounts of evil spirits there. I'll give you, here's another one. I'll tell you another one. Here's another one. There was a, let me see, what is this person saying to me? Hold on here. I was at the Fort Worth Public Library. I'll share this, and I'm giving names. I was at the Fort Worth Public Library, true story. And may the Most High take from me if I lie. I was at the Fort Worth Public Library, and I was sharing with this brother about the Bible. And I know some of y'all say, you keep talking about these same stories. I don't know if y'all heard. Anybody saying it, because nobody's in the chat room on the phone lines that I really remember that would even say that. But, yes, I do share the same stories because I don't want to get people's names out. I share stories that have a lot of details. There are stories that things that happened to me, maybe I heard something, and I know it was evil spirit, but I don't share those stories because, for one, they're short. There's not a lot of details, and people just can say, oh, that's just your mind. So I like to share details. Stories where there's a lot of details. So anyway, we was in a public library. Me and this friend of mine was talking about the Bible. We ended up arguing the Bible. That's going to play a key part. That's going to play a key part in this story. So remember, we was arguing the Bible. We had got hostile, kind of not calling each other names, but we was really going at it. So we had stopped talking about the Bible like sensible people and started arguing. And I noticed, I looked back at this girl. I was looking around. I didn't really look at a girl. I was just looking around, and there was this young lady sitting at the other head of the table. We was on one end. She was on another end. And I was, you know, you just look around, and then something catch your eye. She caught my eye. And when I looked at her, I knew the same way in the first story I shared with y'all earlier, I knew that this girl had an evil spirit in her. Now, that was a was it the first time? I think this might have been before the other story. This was the first time in my life I've ever dealt with an evil spirit like this. So I just knew it was there. Somebody said, did you see it? No. Did you see anything? No. It was just a knowing. Now, the Bible calls this very event a discernment of spirit. It actually has a name. It says that the Spirit will give you these gifts. One of them is a discerning of spirit. So I believe that it was the Spirit of the Most High that rose up inside of me and just revealed. I mean, I was so sure. Y'all just don't know how sure I was. I knew it better than I knew my name. It was an encounter with the spiritual realm. Watch what's about to happen. So I tell this gentleman, I say, look, man, you ain't going to believe this. So see that girl at the end of the table? I say, look at her. And he looked at her. He said, yeah, what about her? I said, that girl has an evil spirit in her. He said, what? I said, that girl right there has an evil spirit in her. And he was kind of blew me off like, man, because we had just got through arguing the Bible anyway. He was like, there's something else I disagree with. So we continued to talk, tried to talk about the same thing, but I wasn't the same. I was not the same. I said, man, I can't talk to you. I got to go say something to this girl. Something I'm supposed to tell her. She looked like a regular old girl. She didn't look crazy. She didn't look wild. She was dressed properly. Just a nice looking woman you would see at the library that you would definitely not be talking about no evil spirits to. But I was about to go and say something to her. So watch this, folks. I walk up to this girl. Man, I got to go. So he left. I walk to the back. And just as clear as I felt that thing, that inside of me saying, this girl has an evil spirit, I'll begin to see it. I feel it, whatever we call it. Remember when we come into the spiritual room, it's hard to describe, but I knew it was there. Something told me just as clear as that happened, share with her the gospel. Share with her the gospel. Don't address the evil spirit. Share with her the gospel. I just kept hearing that so clear, but I kept saying, well, I don't know if that's, is that God saying it to me? Is that my mind? So I say, hi, how you doing? And she said, I'm fine. I'm not going to give her name out, folks, but we'll say her name was Susie. Let's just say Susie. That wasn't her name, just making up some. I'm not going to say her name. She might be listening to this show. I won't embarrass her. So I said, Susie, I said, what are you doing today? She said, well, I'm just looking for a career. When she said she was looking for a career, that voice seemed like it was louder. Share with the gospel. This is a good time to tell her about the love of the Most High and what he's done for her. Share with her the gospel. So I ignored the voice again, and I said, Susan, let me tell you the real reason I came down here. And she said, yes. I said, I saw an evil spirit in you. Now, you don't tell no woman, no nice-looking woman, just down there minding her own business with books in front of her, that you saw evil. You just don't do that. But then, again, I ain't never knew or felt no evil spirit, no person like that either. Watch this. As soon as I said that, may God do something to my family if I'm lying. And I keep saying it because y'all don't know me, and I want y'all to just understand the spiritual realm so bad. I want you to understand, Brother Seth, not lying tonight. I'm trying to share you and get y'all to understand that we don't have to fear this one world government. There's something more powerful than them. Watch this. As soon as I said that with my mouth, immediately this girl lost all control of her face. Now, what does that mean? This girl, you know how you would take your hands right now and put your hand over your face and just disfigure your face like you're being silly with your friends? You know, you take your eye and you push it up and you push your jaw in. And you know how you would disfigure your face with your hands, both hands? That's what she was doing, but with no hands. It was the craziest thing. And you know what was even crazier? Watch this. What was crazy is what I did. Because normally, if somebody does that and they don't have their hands on their face, doing that like we do when we was kids playing around with your face, I would be running like somebody in terror. But just soon as that thing started taking over her body, I almost like some took over me, said, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of you. I said something kind of corny back then because I was studying the name El Shaddai. You know, that's one of the names of the Most High. And I said something corny. I said, I'm El Shaddai Jr. I mean, that's just what I was. Don't laugh, folks. That's just what I was. But I said, I'm El Shaddai Jr. The Most High has given me power over you. I don't have to be afraid of you. And I began to start talking all this noise. Then all of a sudden, this girl comes back. I know what y'all said. You probably said, what do you mean she come back? This girl got all of her control back, and she was out of breath like, I got to go. I'll see you later. I said, no. I said, no, don't leave. Please don't leave. She said, I got to go. I got to get out of here. I said, listen, you know I can help you. She said, I know. She said, I know. She looked at me like this. She says, I know. She was, in other words, she said, I know you know something because you're the one probably started this. And I said, I can help you. I can help you. She says, I got to go. And then I kept talking. I just kept trying to let her know, you know, I can help you. I was just saying whatever. I don't remember every single thing I said, but the gist of it was, I can help you. Then all of a sudden, that thing takes back over her face. She begins to frown and look at me. It was crazy. I guarantee if anybody walking by would have saw her, they'd have flipped out. They would probably thought she was playing or something, but she didn't have a hand on her face. They would probably say, how you doing your face like that? It was crazy. So I said to her, I'm not afraid of you. Same old crazy stuff I was saying before. I'm the El Shaddai Jr. You'll come out of her, you foul spirit. Come out of her. I'm just saying all this stuff, and this thing is just looking at me like, who are you? Now watch this. The girl comes back again, breathing all hard. I say, listen, I says her name. I told you I ain't going to tell her name, but I'll make up this name, Susie. I say, Susie, you know I can help you. She said, I know, but I got to go. I said, listen, don't go. I said, just let me take you to the back of this library where I can really talk to you and really pray with you. I can't do it. It's, I have to be quiet up here. I say, let's go to the back. And finally, she beginning to have enough wherewithal to let me and trust me to go to the back of the library. So we go to the back of the library, ain't nobody around now. I mean, it was people around, but they wasn't that close to us. So I'm at the back of the library, and I look at her, I ask her, I grab one of her hands, she's facing me, so imagine two of them facing each other, you know, like they're going to hug or something. So she got one of my hands, her right hand was in my left hand, and her, you know, like that. Her left hand was in my right hand. So I begin to pray, and I begin to say something like this. I don't remember the exact words. Don't quote me. I don't remember exactly, but something to the effect of, you foul spirit, you torment this girl, let her go. I begin to start praying. This is all new, like it would probably be to some of y'all. I just didn't know what to say. And I begin to pray, and then it took over, and they started looking at me, and I didn't close my eyes. And remember, I told y'all earlier we was arguing the Bible. This is where it's going to come into effect. I began to look at that thing was looking at me, and I wasn't afraid. I was looking at it back, and I would begin to pray, and then this voice came to me and said, you just got through arguing the Bible. How are you going to talk to an evil spirit? You just got through arguing God's word. Who are you? You know better than that. I began to start listening. I kept on praying. I kept on just ignoring. I don't know if it was my thought. I don't know if it was what was saying that. It could have been my mind, condemnation. So all of a sudden, it hit me. It's like Samson with no strength. All of a sudden, I realized what I was doing. I'm talking to an evil spirit. I'm looking in the eyes of an evil spirit. Even though this girl, it has possessed her body and is looking at me. And fool, here you are trying to talk to evil spirit. You just have to argue the Bible with somebody, which is we're not supposed to do that. And I lost all confidence. I quit talking with authority. And so that thing was looking at me, and she pulled her hands out of my hand. She started pulling her hands out of my hand, and I had the wherewithal to say, put your hands back in my hand. And then she put her hands back in my hand. That made me feel like, okay, I got this, okay. But I didn't have it because my confidence had left because something said, you got to argue in the Bible. You ain't nobody, you know. And all of a sudden, fear gripped me as it would anybody under the circumstance. I have never in my entire life been that afraid. Since then, before then, I have never ever felt that kind of fear. Oh my goodness, just thinking about it now, I was terrified. And then she came back breathing, because she would come in and out breathing hard. So she came back breathing hard. And I said, listen, I almost said her name. I said, Susie, listen, I want to talk to you later. I mean, why don't you give me your phone number, and I'm gonna get some people who are going to come by your house, because I was ready to go. And so she grabbed the pen from my hand, and she began to write her name. Now watch this. While she had the pen in her hand, the thing come back. Y'all, I promise y'all I'm not lying. The thing came back, and she looked at me with that face contorted, looking at me, and she had that pen in her hand, and she wrote S. S is in, you know, Sierra. She wrote the letter S. And I almost fainted. I just knew that girl was getting ready to write A-T-A-N. That's what my crazy mind, because remember, I don't have on no cape now. I'm not in the spirit like I was earlier. I'm just playing on Seth. I was like, oh, my goodness. So I said all that to say, this happened to me. If this happened to a little old guy like me, I'm not going to say I'm little old, but, you know, I'm not no president. I'm not no congressman. What do you think they're experiencing? What do you think they're experiencing? What do you think the chief of police is seeing down there? Now, I just got a warning that I got 90 seconds. So those of you in the chat room that is not on the phone line, you're going to lose me in about 60 seconds. So and I'm going to wrap this up. But so you got 60 seconds to call a phone line. We'll go over just a little bit, but I'm really going to wrap this up. I shared these stories tonight not to scare y'all, because they even scare me. I'm not going to play. I'm not going to lie. When I say these stories and bring up all those memories, it put a little fear, and I have to pray. So I'm telling y'all tonight, don't be afraid. Don't fear Satan or evil spirits. Yes, those things happen. And I brought them up to let us know that there is a spiritual realm. There is a supernatural. We ain't even tapped into it. And we worried about presidents and Rothschilds and the Bilderbergs. Bill Burr's, all these groups, listen, folks, there is some powerful beings that rule those people. Those people are possessed by these other beings. You want to know what's going on? You need to know about these spirits, like the spirits that was in those girls. And it could be in guys, too. I've experienced spirits in guys. I've experienced racist spirits. I've experienced spirits with police officers, murdering spirits. I'm telling you, there are spirits that rule us. They are in our lives speaking through us. You're going to be a spirit one day when you die. You won't have a body. You'll be in the same boat. You'll be a spirit with no body. Everybody that has passed is still living. They're spirits with no bodies. These are just evil spirits that have high-ranking spirits that used to be in the heavens with Lucifer. Now they're here with as powerful and deceptive as they are with a non-fallen spirit, spirits that haven't fallen. And these are warring. When we die, the Bible tells us we go back to being spirits. Our bodies may expire, but our spirits, as the Bible say, one scripture say, though our man perish, our inward man is being renewed day by day. Our spirits is constantly being renewed. It don't know no death or life. It don't have no beginning or end. It's a spirit. I know it's hard to comprehend, but this is the real world, not the world we live in. So I encourage each and every one of us to try to be more spiritual. Try to listen to that spirit inside of you. You are a spirit having an experience in the body. You're not a body having an experience with a spirit. You are a spirit. This that's talking to you right now is commanding my vocal cords and my hands and my gestures, and, you know, it's commanding my mind. It's pulling from the memory bank of my mind. But if my mind shut down, the spirit has its own mind. Spirits have a mind. They don't have a brain. Brain ain't the only thing to make us think. Think about this. When your brain goes to sleep at night, how do you continue to run around and do things and you sitting up there unconscious? You ever thought about that? That's another thing I want to maybe I do a part two on this and talk about dreams. You think this was spooky, I said? There's people that have dreams. There are people that have dreams of everything. They have dreams about the future and then it happens. There are people that know when their people are going to die. I don't mean no sometime they miss. Sometime they hit. There are people that actually know. There are people that can move matter with their mind. That's in India. A lot of people in India can do that. That's nothing unheard of. Do we really understand this realm we live in? All I'm saying is the world we fear, all of these so-called powerful people, they are controlled by higher power, and we better be into that. This is why I have so much trouble with the Egyptologists. They don't have no answer for spirituality. This is why I have so much trouble with Islam. I try to understand Islam and try to get into it, but when you start bringing up the spiritual realm, they don't have no answer. If you do not understand and is addressing and is in a serious, tangible warfare in the spirit, if you don't understand that, you can't talk to me. I can't have you. You can't even talk to me. Because you're not in the war. The real war is in the heavenlies. What about all these people that have been bound up by evil spirits? You ever been sleeping and you woke up but you couldn't get up? Everybody probably listens. Oh, yeah, it happened to me. Oh, yeah, it happened to me. I wish I could just see the people that is bold enough to say, yes, it happened to me. When you wake up and you're awake but you can't get up off your bed and something feels like it's holding you down. I've had so many people to say I've experienced that, and I can name other things just like that. You know, I mean, somebody ever call your name and you turn around, but before you turn around, you think about, I thought you were so-and-so, coming to do so-and-so, so-and-so. How did you think all of that and you turned around in less than a split second? How did you think, I thought you were so-and-so and you was coming to do da-da-da-da? They said, Johnny, you turned around in a tenth of a second, and you said you had time to think all that. How did all that data get in a tenth of a second? Do we really understand this realm? No. We just walk around here playing music and listening to TV, looking at sports, drinking a 40-ounce. you know, all kind of weird stuff we're doing. We don't have time to get into what we really are. We are spirits, and the war is in the spiritual realm. I can take this message and go talk a whole nother week. I can tell y'all some stories that you would just say, I don't believe it, until I get some proof, some people to back it up on this phone. I can do that. I can let you talk to people and say, he's right. I'm the one it happened to. I know what it's like to see people talking to me like somebody talking, but it's spirits talking through them. Sometimes I might even say to the person, such and such, I'm not even talking to you. And then I engage that spirit. I ain't no powerful. I mean, I'm just being real. Right now, actually, I think I'm a little weak spiritually. I don't think I'm some strong person spiritually. This is just a regular, everyday person. Now, if I go through all of this, what are y'all? Somebody got a question or a comment. Let me just go ahead and open up the phone lines. Area code 708-660. Please go ahead and share your question or your comment.
Peace. How you doing, bro?
All right. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is the brother. I'm the brother that call in here and there sometimes. I called last week. We was talking. You was asking us about the if we didn't have the religions, and I left a comment last time.
Oh, okay. Yes. But my brother.
Okay. I wanted to ask you a quick question, bro. So when you the other day, I don't want. I know you. You know you got a short time, but when you get the negative spirits out of people, do you have to use the name of Yahshua or Jesus or whatever to exile these negative forces?
I don't think it matters
out of people?
Because the name I come in ain't what the word I say. That don't have no power. The name.
Mm-hmm.
If you look in a Strong's Concordance, I don't know, you know, Strong's Concordance has for the word NAME, it says
mm-hmm.
character and authority. Character
right.
and authority. That's what the word name means, character, authority. What you call
Absolutely.
Somebody, like my name is Seth, or my name is somebody else, my name is John, my name is Max, that ain't your name. Seth is the character, my character, the true essence of what I like, everything I like, everything I don't like. That's Seth. And then my authority. There's certain things I can do. I can go in and out of my job. I have authority with my wife, authority with my kids, all the authority that I have as a person. That's my true essence of my name, my character, my authority. Because in the Bible days, you know, they tried to cast out an evil spirit, and they said, come out in the name of Jesus. Well, I don't think it said Jesus. It probably said whatever his real name was. But whatever these people said, the evil spirits say, we don't know you. We don't know you.
One other thing.
That was one time. The evil spirit said they was using a proper name, whatever it was. It said they was using the name Jesus, but that's after they translated the Bible. Whatever the name was, they was using the proper name. But the spirit,
right.
Said, hold on. I want you to spell with me. I want to hear what you're going to say on this. The spirits kicked them, beat them badly. There was another time in the book of Acts where they was preaching, and they got in trouble, and they got beat by the policemen, Romans, whoever beat the disciples, and they said, didn't we tell you, watch this, didn't we tell you not to preach in this name? How do you preach in a name?
Mm-hmm.
We think they were saying, in Jesus' name I preach. No, they weren't preaching in Jesus' name. They was preaching in his character. They was
mm-hmm.
preaching what he preached. Not Jesus, because we know that there wasn't no J in the Hebrew. All I'm saying, my brother, is the heavier matter is the character.
I'm not knocking. Actually, I was going to agree with you. I wasn't knocking. I was just using that word because I really don't use the letter J. But I was going to say, as a child going to church, I used to see people that come in and the preacher, like, they was possessed by, like, negative forces. And the preacher exiled demons in the name of Jesus, and a lot of negative entities, it came out. I'm not knocking the name, but I bear witness to people being possessed by negative forces, and people can use that title or that attribute to allow negative energy to disperse from a person. That's what I'm saying.
Right, and I like how you put that, because I know a lot of my so-called believers or Christians, whatever they call them, to make it in trouble, may not like this, but I'm one of those that don't believe you have to always say in the name of Jesus or in the name of Yeshua,
mm-hmm.
or whatever you want to call
mm-hmm.
the Messiah. I don't necessarily
mm-hmm.
think you have to say it at all. I think you can just say come out, because you have the character and you have and you're using the authority that he has given you. You can say come out, shut up,
mm-hmm.
back up, be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Christ can say when he cast out demons, come out in my name. He just said come
mm-hmm.
out, and the disciples didn't always say in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't always
mm-hmm.
say the Bible says Jesus, so that's why I keep saying Jesus. But
mm-hmm.
I don't believe it didn't say that. Sometimes the disciples just said go, be quiet,
mm-hmm.
come out of her, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
To answer your question, I'm actually glad you asked that question, because somebody's going to say, well, what's the solution? You talk about all these people with these spirits. How do you get them free? You get them free by having the character of Christ and using his authority. You got, when I say using his authority, using his name, you actually can speak as though you're Christ. You have got to take that identity. You are
mm-hmm.
Christ. We are the body of Christ. We are Christ. We are the church. The church and Christ is the same. The Bible says he that is joined to Christ is one spirit. He that is joined to Christ is one spirit. So if we're one spirit with Christ and we say come out, one scripture says it like this: whatever you bind upon the earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you bind upon the earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose upon the earth shall be loosed in heaven. We have the authority to act in the heavens back us. It's almost like whatever we say, like the government. The ambassador has the authority of the government. So when we say
mm-hmm.
to a spirit, you got to come out, we're like a policeman speaking on behalf of our government. It's not
mm-hmm.
just us. That all has to do with the name. And
mm-hmm.
just for your information, my friend, because you got a hard name to say, just for
mm-hmm.
your information, a lot of times I didn't cast them out. I told you that one girl in the library, she kicked my behind. And you know what I saw later on? And I went by a house, and I was terrified. I never said nothing else to her. I just lost the battle on that one. I was terrified.
Mm.
That girl scared the hell out of me. I ain't going to lie.
Mm.
That one, I didn't win nothing there. So I'm just the purpose of this information tonight, everybody, again, is just to share with y'all that these things are real. You just heard the brother come on the line. I don't really know him that well. He called in a few shows, and he's saying that he have experienced the same thing, people getting set free, but he calls it negative energy, and that's fine. Whatever you want to call it, they exist. People possessed by something other than themselves, another being, another identity. So it's real. And if this is real, and you walk around this planet and you don't know it, you could be a person right now on the sound of my voice actually possessed by these things. I don't know. So I'm
Go ahead. I was going to say, I do bear witness to this third-dimensional parallel that we live in. There's much more to it than what we can see. Some things scientists can't even measure with their telescopes or their mathematical equations. There's things that exist that's older than human beings, like celestial forces that's been here prior before Homo sapiens sapiens or humans. For example, when people deal with, you know, voodoos or witchcraft or doing offerings to certain forces, though a lot of those forces is not good like people think. A lot of people don't understand it. There's certain forces that was here prior before human beings, and people become slaves to these lower demigods or these lower aspects of celestial forces. Some are harmful and some are not. Some things we just don't understand.
Yep, I agree. So again, the show's purpose tonight was just to open up this whole identity thing, let people know that they exist. And if they exist, what do you think that means? That means that the president deal with this? That means that the chief of police and the psychiatric ward, people like the police and the psychologists and psychiatrists, oh my goodness, they really know that this is real. And they can put all kind of names like schizophrenia, double personalities and all that. But the bottom line is the Bible has already addressed what it is and how to get rid of them. And how is it that these ministers, who some of them hadn't even graduated from high school, is able to get these people free, and psychologists making all this money off them, you know, have them coming to them for years and years and years. So we just got to understand that we know very little about what real power is. That's all I'm trying to say tonight. If I could just get that message over there. We don't have to fear no new world order, one world government. Yes, they're trying to do this, and yes, they're trying to do that, but there is some power that's, like I read earlier, I don't know if you was on the line earlier, my brother, when I read the scripture about in 2 Kings, those of the, everybody that missed it, 2 Kings 6 and 15, talks about how this young man was worried because the enemy was everywhere, and he was just like we are with the one world government. They're everywhere. They're controlling everything. They turn us all into a bunch of slaves, and we're just powerless, seem like some people might think. But this young man was in the same boat, and he felt like the enemy was everywhere. And then the prophet said, Father, open up the young man's eyes. And his eyes was open. And he began to see much more chariots. But these chariots was chariots of fire, unlike the other chariots, and horsemen by the thousands. And they outnumbered the enemy. And that's where we are in 2012, I had to think. We are full of help. The host of heaven is on our side, providing we follow the Most High. If we're out here in this world, we're listening to CNN, ABC, and we don't have no relationship with the Most High, we're not very spiritual, then we're probably going to be ate up or used or exploited or tricked or deceived or even killed by these other powers. But if we would adhere to our shepherd, like little sheep do, and follow the shepherd wherever he go, he's going to give you the answer. You already have the answer, my friend, already inside of you. This stuff is not rocket science. I know it sounds complicated, demons and all that. You ain't got to know all that stuff I just said about the name. Just simply submit to the Most High. Make sure you're living out as best as you can, and that you're crying out to the Most High, not crying with tears, but crying from your heart that he lead and guide you. I read the scriptures earlier. Those of y'all that didn't get it, just listen to the show, rewind it after the show goes off and listen to the pre-requirements for having victory over the New World Order, One World Government, all this other chaos that's about to come upon the United States. Folks, I got to wrap up this show. I want to thank everyone of y'all on the phone lines. None of y'all hung up. Phone lines is full of people. Y'all are listening. Y'all must be the 18. You must be just really, really listening to what is going on. Listen to this song I'm going to end with because it really speaks to the solution. Listen to this song that I'm about to play as we go off because it really speaks to the solution. Now, the Bible says in Psalms 91, let that be your heart's cry, Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my strength. Goes on to say how 1,000 enemies is going to fall at your side, and 10,000 of your enemies are going to fall at your right hand. Enemies ain't just people. It can be bad habits. It can be all kind of things can be your enemy. But it does include people, too. And that's the way I look at this. This song is by Phil Driscoll. It says, Shadow of the Almighty. It's a little rock and rollish, kind of out of my league of taste. But the words make you love this song. Check this out. As we close out this show, remember these words, I love y'all, ain't nothing you can do about it. No matter who you are, what creature you are, I love you. This is show enough love, and ain't nothing you can do about it. This is Phil Driscoll. Good night. Thank y'all for stopping by. Kyle, Phillip, and a bunch of you others, I can't see your name. He's about the only name I can see, but the rest of y'all just got just phone numbers. Please follow the show. Get a reminder to your cell phone and your email. I've got a bunch of unknowns on here. So please follow the show, and let's communicate. Also, there's a website. You can go to my website. I got just other information there. Go to the website, 5smoothstones.webs. FiveSmoothStoneWebs.com, FiveSmoothStoneWebs.com. Check out Phil Driscoll, Shadow of the Almighty. Good night.
My hero, my king, my God.